Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Holy moly, humans. I am in a New York City apartment. I was about to say podcast studio, same thing.
Yeah.
Patrick, thanks for having me in your private studio here. You do your podcast here.
Yeah. Who you were with me and Sebastian.
Sebastian, yeah, thank you. I was just on your show.
Yeah.
Welcome to my show.
Oh, thank you.
Same studio. Alex, welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go straight up here to the internet like we haven't before. Look at this person putting a nasty word in right away.
Ugh.
You think this day and age, people wouldn't put a nasty word as the suggestion. But that's the first one I saw, but I'm going to skip that one.
Nastiest comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think.
69 last night at Cage Match. Did hilarious.
Hilarious.
You don't know what to do when you better get something show. Like that.
When someone says a bad word?
Yeah, or like 69, or this person just put cum. It's like, really?
Sebastian's thinking,
instantly, I'm like, oh, this
that?
Is
yeah,
this
he's
is
like,
funny.
Why don't we take that perfect. Suggestion?
It's like, really? That's what you're going to put out there, huh?
Sure.
And I also have intro questions, but we'll start with the word. I'll give you guys three words as you usually do.
Cool.
And let's see here. I'm going to try starting at the bottom. Okay. Spats. What are spats? It's something you wear.
Oh, I thought it was after to spit. You spat.
In the past, the past tense of spit.
Oh, I thought spat like a fight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like
I thought spats.
Like we had a little spat.
Well, I know that, but aren't spats the tails of a
tuxedo.
Tuxedo spats. Oh. Isn't that what those are called?
I think so. Right?
I don't know.
I don't know
I'm probably dating
men's
myself.
Dress wear.
Sure.
Yeah. It's funny because someone suggested prom next in a laundry. So we're in a little theme here. This could almost be the start of a pattern game, right? Prom, laundry, spats. What'd you guys wear to prom? Anything special? Did your high schools do it where
when I was
wore something crazy?
When I was a sophomore, this girl asked me, and I like was a terrible date, and I wore like, you know, like khakis and a sport coat. Just like I did it very bad. I did prom bad.
Was she mad at you?
She was furious because I was also high. It was bad.
Sure.
You were high for your sophomore prom. Wow.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I was smoking weed the whole prom. The whole prom. I was sneaking away smoking weed.
Wow.
I did it really bad.
Alex, you're about to say.
Oh, my school didn't call it prom. We called it formal.
Mm.
And you didn't have to. We didn't do like, no one wore like gowns. It was more of like
really?
A
feels
cocktail
like
attire.
The opposite. The word is implying that you should be dressing nice.
Well, we did dress nice, but okay. I just mean like, I remember. When I, like, found out that other people's high schools, the girls wore, like, these long, like, I could rewear my dress at another really, like, to a wedding or something.
Oh, okay.
So I never had to buy those crazy dresses that I never wore again. But my freshman year, I wore the same dress as a senior, and she was horrified. I didn't care, but that's because I was a freshman and
yes.
She was a senior.
It was kind of cool for you.
Yeah, I think so.
We cut to a first date. Alex? I'm Matt.
Oh,
hey. How are you doing? Nice to meet you. These are always so weird.
I know.
Okay, I guess we can sit here.
Yeah.
I like the way you're dressed.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to say, I like your sweater.
Oh, thanks. I always think it's important what you wear on a first date.
Oh, 100%.
Because you don't want to be too fancy, but you also don't want to be a slob.
Right, and we're just at a Starbucks, so there was a little bit of a...
Yeah, I was even thinking, like, should I take you to a fancy coffee place, like more of a mom-pop place or a franchise?
Yeah.
But I thought mom-pop nice. Might be too much for a first date. We should just ease into it.
You thought mom-and-pop would be too much for a first date?
Yeah, one of those fancier artisanal kind of coffee, you know. Maybe we can do that next time.
Yeah, it just goes.
I feel we'll just start out with franchise coffee.
So you know
not my best sweater. Mm-hmm.
She told me she used to work with you. She didn't give me a lot of background. She just said she thought I'd like you.
Yeah, we used to work in the same investment banking firm. Actually, I dated her it's weird you said it. Oh. When I went out with Rebecca the first time, I wore suspenders with a nice shirt. And I think it started us off wrong. It just implied something where I didn't want to really say what suspenders implied. And I think she thought more, I think I should have just started out with a belt like I have now.
Oh, sorry. When you said that, I thought no shirt, no suspenders, just wear a belt. And I was like, no, that would have been terrible, Matt.
That would be crazy.
So did you guys ever go out again? Or you think that the first date ruined because of the suspenders? We didn't.
I never analyzed it too much. I just assumed it was the suspenders. And I had on colored socks with kind of a pattern versus white socks I have on now. Fun. I thought it implied too much. So I was trying too hard. I think I should start out with a little less.
Since we're talking about this, I think Rebecca is, I like her. We work together. She's nice. She's a
very nice.
I think she's judgmental about any choice that's not boring. Mm. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like if you had shown up here with suspenders and patterned socks, I would have been like, oh, this guy's, he makes choices. He's fun.
But I would not want to, don't take this wrong.
Okay.
Please don't take this wrong, because you don't deserve those choices yet, because I don't know you. And to me, that's more of a special choice to make.
Wow.
So I'm coming at you at a more neutral.
Okay.
I would think that'd be presumptive to show up here in making both colored choice. Socks. And, right. It's
but
too
you did
many
that
choices.
For Rebecca. And so I you said thought it was a
mistake.
It?
No, I said it was a huge mistake.
Okay. Cut to Matt on another date.
Hey.
Hi.
Cynthia?
Yeah, hi. Nice Matt. To meet you, Matt.
Oh, these things are always so weird.
Yeah. Didn't choose a mom and pop, huh? Went with the corporate coffee shop, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just thought we'd go with Pete's.
Cool. Yeah, I like Pete's. I usually don't see guys wearing tearaway pants.
Oh, tearaway sweats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually basketball players wear those, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did play basketball junior high, but cool. I obviously don't play now.
Oh.
But I just thought wearing, the last date I went on, I wore some nice pleated khakis.
Oh, I would have liked that.
I thought I was given too much, though. I didn't think she really deserved it.
Okay.
And honestly, I was telling her she didn't deserve suspenders and colored socks. And even as I was saying that, I was thinking in my head, you don't even deserve what I'm wearing now.
Wow. She sounds awful, but...
No, she wasn't. It was my fault. It was on me giving too much. It'd be like if I showed up here with a ring for you. That would be crazy, right?
I don't think those two things are comparable, but I think you could have tried a little more, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what are you giving me here?
Excuse me, do you really want to comment on my clothing? Because I actually spent a lot of time and I thought I put together a beautiful outfit right now.
I didn't have a problem with it. I just thought it was comparable to tearaway sweats. I thought we were on even ground.
So you're saying I'm comparable to pants you could just throw on the ground and have something on better underneath?
That's a weird way to think of tearaway pants.
Cut to another day with Matt.
Oh, hey,
Cecile?
Matt? Yeah. Is this the Starbucks corporate headquarters? Are we getting like a wholesale bag of coffee?
And scene.
I rarely hooks up on the first date, huh?
Yeah, I love that backstory. This is a big deal for him.
Do you guys have... I would rarely hook up. I would not try to push that. I felt like that was rude.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think there's like... Yeah, I want to know a person.
Yeah, I was just trying not to be rude.
Okay.
I don't want to be polite.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear if that is an option, like maybe halfway through the date.
Yeah. I also feel like first dates, even if they're going well, are awkward. And I just feel like any physical stuff beyond like kissing at the end is only going to make it more awkward for me.
Even kissing to me,
it's so uncomfortable.
I'm not in your guys' Tinder grinder world where...
I'm all over Grindr.
Well, everyone's always so confused. I was like, I thought this was for men. And Alex is like, well, I like it too.
Look, I like gay men. They think I'm pretty.
I guess now you do hook up just to hook up. But,
right. Yeah. Which I think is also often made clear in the profile.
Is it?
There's a lot of profiles where it's just like, there's words that people use or phrases.
Oh,
like,
tell me. I've literally not looked at one ever.
Yeah, it'll be like,
I'm not.
If somebody says like, not interested in a relationship, that means they probably just want to have sex with you and then they don't want to see you again. Or there's even settings on certain apps that are like, I think OkCupid has a setting where you just check, like, just here to hook up, I think.
I think there's also a setting where you just, if you just want your penis through a hole.
Yes, yeah. There's a glory hole setting.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. I don't know how to use this. Can you guys help me with this? This is my first fucking hookup app.
Yeah.
Well, sure, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy, you gotta change this picture.
Yeah, this picture is bad. Did you?
It's just me.
But Jeremy, this is your driver's license photo.
Okay.
That's never the picture you should use for your dating profile.
Jeremy, what do you want? What do you want from this dating app?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I want to meet a nice woman, but also I hear a lot of you guys are just hooking up when you get your horn on. I mean, do I have to pick one or the other?
Okay, so you want a relationship. Because right now you have it set on not that interested, which basically means motorboat or something like that.
Sure. It's one or the other. Either you show up, you're talking about whether you want kids, or you show up and you're literally going down on them under the table, okay? It's dating does not on these apps does not exist in the middle.
Yeah. I'm confused. Where's the motorboat box?
Which app?
I guess I started on Tinder. Yeah. Is this the right one?
Tinder, if you go into settings.
Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Settings.
And then go into preferences.
Preferences.
And then go into, no, not gender. Yeah, okay. Go into /dislikes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, here see that? Are. If you scroll all the way down, they've got a whole series of sexual acts, and you can just check the ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is way too many. I don't even know what all this means.
Okay.
Motorboating isn't that when you get in between breasts and make fart sounds?
Yeah.
My favorite setting is the one where it's like, meet me in this tent that I'm going to set up in the back, mm-hmm. the backyard of my house. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's this particular setting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's towards the bottom.
Don't exchange phone numbers. Just meet me at the tent.
My favorite setting is actually ordering a Domino's pizza, eating it, just staring at each other, and then jerking off afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Come on. That's not.
It's a setting. Look,
it is. And even choose which pizza franchise.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
There's too many settings
here. You can order the pizza right there on the app. It's amazing.
Look, if you're just starting, you don't have to, don't get overwhelmed. Just see what brings you joy when you see the word and click that. And otherwise,
I feel like I should be conservative. I'm just going to say, I like kissing, missionary style.
You have to be specific where you like kissing, right? Yeah. There's a lot of options under the kissing
boxes.
You hit kissing, there's a drop down.
All right, let me see. Lips, nape of neck, cheek, elbow.
Oh, yeah,
knee,
that's
right.
Yeah. Go down.
Frenulum. Mm-hmm.
Go down to best friend.
Best friend? It's not even parts of body?
It's best friend. You and your best friend, yeah.
Oh, dog, subcategory of dog, small dog, big dog, adopted dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rescue.
That's weird. Adopt dog and rescue dog? What's the difference?
An adopted dog might be a dog that somebody bought that they no longer want, but they got from, a breeder.
Patrick wants to give up his dog. I adopt it from him.
Yes. Yeah.
And we cut to it's late night. The Tinder app has worked. He's back at this person's apartment, and they're in front of a dog. Hey, my friends, they pressured me into all these boxes that I didn't necessarily. So I guess I like to kiss rescue dogs. Is that what you have?
Okay, well, so you're saying that I invited you over to my home to meet Samuel, my black lab, and you are telling me that you don't want to actually give Samuel what you've promised him? Because I let him know someone's finally coming over to hook up with you. He's ready to go.
Okay, I guess I'll give is it a rescue dog? Because I got confused on that.
Yeah, he's a rescue dog. He's from the Manhattan ACC. Tied to a bench in Prospect Park.
Okay.
I guess who rescued who, though, right? Because he's brought so much joy to my life.
I don't want to be presumptive. Are we going to have sex after I kiss the dog?
I'm not on Tinder. Samuel's on Tinder.
Sweetie, can you please keep it down? Come on, you know I got work in the morning.
Oh,
all right?
Sorry, babe.
No, it's all right.
Back with his friends. You guys signed me up on some kind of dog hookup thing. I thought this was a subcategory of dislikes and likes of the person I'm hooking up with. I got onto a dog Tinder. Now I fucked a dog last night.
You're not what?
Jeremy.
Oh my God, you didn't have to go that far. You're not on
Dog Tinder. Me, to be clear.
There's a separate Dog Tinder app. That's just a subcategory on kissing where you can kiss a dog. And you fucked them?
The dog fucked you? Is that what you just said?
The dog fucks you.
I didn't feel comfortable me fucking it, and it was this pressure, situation.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I'm so sorry. Or what happened? Maybe after? It was nice. Was it fun? Did you find out that you liked something you didn't know you'd like?
No, I didn't enjoy it at all. It was weird.
Oh.
I'm so. Are you guys going out again?
No, I'm not going out to jog again.
I usually, if I hook up with someone, I'm like, all right, I'll try this one more time.
Yeah, even if it's weird, it's like maybe we need to step back and get to know each other.
Even if it's weird, it's like you hooked up, so you kind of owe at least a phone call.
2 years later, Matt finds himself walking past a dog run in Washington. Oh, my God. There he is. Oh, I feel weird. I shouldn't say something. He's not even going to remember.
Samuel, come here. Well, go get the ball.
The ball lands next to his foot. Oh, boy, this is going to be awkward. Hey. It's been a while.
Samuel,
see you getting some gray hairs there.
Give you guys some space.
No, I just, want to say hi.
Yeah, I think that you guys should have a conversation.
Hey, please. What's your attitude?
My dog fucked you and then you ghosted him? That's my attitude.
I thought it was clear in my profile that my friends helped me set up that I wasn't into a long-term relationship, so...
Well, I think that it's implied that if you're into fucking dogs, you want to build something real.
All the dogs are starting to gather around him. I wish you wouldn't just say, I'm into fucking dogs. All right, everybody back off. He's overcome with lust and fucks every dog in the dog room.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And scene.
Slow fade to black.
Nasty.
That honored the cum suggestion that we got right at the beginning.
That's the thing. We'll get around to 69.
We don't need it to be the suggestion. No. We'll do it on our own.
It always ends up something. Yeah.
What was the dumbest fight you ever had with a sibling, parent, or friend? Ask Ryan.
Wow. That's a broad group of people.
That's an or, any of those.
Could it be wife?
Sure.
Is your wife your friend?
Yeah. Yeah, she's my friend.
So that works.
You're going to get, don't ask me that on record. No.
I asked because I knew the answer.
We talked about like a dream, like having a lake house. And we're talking about like growing food or something and like having it be self-sustaining. And then she was like, yeah, and we'll have chickens. And I was like, we're not going to have chickens.
And so we got
in a fight about hypothetical chickens.
Because she wanted them and you don't?
Yeah.
Why don't you want them?
I'm just like, chickens are too much work. Mm. We're not going to want to, we're going to want to go on a boat. House. Yeah, like.
Patrick, I know this is a total fantasy. I know that what we're saying right now will never happen, never in a million years.
Where's your ring?
Oh my God. Sometimes I like for you just to be my best friends, and sometimes I like for you to be my husband, okay? But that's neither here nor there, okay? So this is a total fantasy.
Right.
But I would love to just have like a coop, and we go out there and we pick the eggs and we make eggs every morning, fresh eggs right from the chicken coop. Oh, one rooster because you can't have more than one,
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the dream.
I don't really want a coop. I feel like that's going to be a lot of work. I don't want to become like a farmer. I just want a nice house in the country.
Patrick, this is a fucking fantasy, so just go along with it, okay?
No, but I mean, I feel like you want me to be a farmer, and I don't want to. I want the lake house as like a nice place to get away from the city.
You know what? In my fantasy, why can't you be a fucking farmer? In the fantasy, that's not going to happen, Patrick.
Okay, well, maybe it will happen. Maybe we'll get a lake house and you'll force me to farm or something like that. Get up at 5 a.m. I don't want to do that. I didn't sign up for the farm life. I signed up for the good life.
This is all pretends, Patrick. Stop pushing back. Just enjoy the pretends.
You enjoy my pretend, all right?
Okay, fine. I will. See, I can pretend.
Eventually, this led to marriage counseling. Patrick, you just need to try to go with the fantasy for a while.
Thank you.
So just try to be excited about the coop.
Yes.
Let's just start with how many eggs would you love to wake up and see in your coupe. Just go crazy. Okay, fine. It's a fantasy.
Patrick's pouring sweat.
I guess five eggs.
Five eggs?
Only five? This is a fantasy. Okay. Just your ultimate fantasy of just...
My fantasy doesn't involve like getting a bunch of eggs.
Patrick.
I just want to be in and out
just
of the
Just try to put yourself in your wife's mindset. Okay.
My ring's off right now, not because you're my friend, but because I'm feeling bad.
My wife eats a lot of eggs in the morning, all right? I'm not going to that coop and I'm not collecting eggs like it's fucking Easter, okay?
Excuse you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you just play along and try? Let's just imagine yourself. Can you just be in her head for a while?
Ooh,
okay. You're opening up the coop.
Yes.
Ooh.
And how many eggs are in the straw that have been laid?
22 eggs.
Ooh. I like that. That's a lot of eggs.
Nice. Ooh, 22. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And are they all
is this
like
a typical
perfect?
Therapy thing? What's that?
And they're all like perfectly white.
Ooh, yes.
No cracks.
Are eggs coming out white or are they brown?
Just make the fucking eggs white.
Okay, fine. They're white eggs.
Do you want a little brown egg in there?
Honey?
I'll take a brown egg. If you want a brown egg,
do you want a combination or what?
How many brown eggs do you imagine being in amongst the white eggs? Just really let yourself loose.
I think 12 and 10 white.
Okay.
Oh, I like this. This is
nice.
How big are the eggs?
Oh, they're large. They're the equivalent of large eggs.
Yeah. These are the extra large eggs
These are great chickens that we got.
Oh, my goodness. And then we bring them inside.
Sure.
And we start making breakfast.
Sure.
Hold them in your hand. Let's not rush this.
Oh, okay, of course. Oh, I've been waiting for this moment.
Can we
tell me how the 22
bit?
Eggs feel in your hand?
Oh, yes.
Are you like, do you have them in your arms?
I can't hold 22 in my hand, so I'm going to go
out. You have big hands in this scenario, okay? You're holding all 22 eggs, Patrick.
That's
don't
fair.
Fuck with me.
Let's give you giant hands.
Yes, I love this.
And also, let's give you like a snake's mouth. Ooh. You can open up your jaw and fit.
Okay.
Multiple eggs.
Multiple
in your
shelled
mouth.
Eggs in my mouth.
Yeah. How many eggs would you stick in your mouth?
Okay. And I have a snake mouth, but not a snake body.
Don't be fucking stupid, Patrick.
Oh, you want to know if you can swallow the eggs whole?
That's right.
Let's give him a snake neck.
Okay, a snake neck.
You'll have a neck that's 10 feet long and holds multiple eggs, like a dozen eggs.
And you want to know how many eggs that I'm going to put in my snake mouth.
Wait, you have 10 white eggs, 12 brown eggs. How many eggs are going into your snake mouth? How many of them are brown? How many of them are white? And how much do you love me?
Okay, well, first I'm going to take my big hands and I'm gonna set the eggs down. I'm going to wash my big hands.
Wait, you're holding one of my hands.
Oh, okay. At what point do I take your hand? One of my hands can carry 22 eggs?
It's a fantasy, Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick, if it makes it easier on you, you're having a problem with fantasy. I'm going to give you three arms, okay?
Okay.
So you can hold your wife's hand with one and still manage to wash and hold the other eggs with your giant hands.
So I go out to a coop. I'm hiding in this lake house because I'm a fucking monster. And I go pick up.
Wait, what's happening?
Okay, never mind. I just have three arms.
Let's say the whole village is filled with people with giant hands and three arms, and that's why people move there.
Oh, this is
a
dream.
Escaping society. I'm just trying to put you in a comfortable fantasy.
This is my Nantucket.
I just want like a pontoon boat, you know? Okay, fine. Okay.
Don't be fucking stupid. This is a fantasy. Take yourself there, Patrick.
I'm holding your hand. I have two of my hands holding 22 eggs.
Okay, what about the neck?
And then give me a second because I got to put down the eggs in a bowl and then I got to wash my really big hands because you can't just go in a coop. And not only that, but my hands are so big that they're kind of, grazing all the parts of the coop, the fence, the chicken wire.
You seem to have we're putting you in a fantasy world and you're very germophobic.
Yeah.
Even so about all the disease your hands are picking up in the coop.
It's ridiculous. I've never seen someone use antibacterial shit like him, honestly. Oh, this is
a nightmare. Big hands are a nightmare for me, honestly.
Yes.
They're my worst nightmare.
Okay. I'm going to make this easy on you.
Thank you, doctor.
You no longer have big hands. In fact, they're half the size of your normal hands.
Ooh, tiny hands.
But you have 20 hands.
Ooh, I love that. It's like little babies.
Well, then what? I feel like I'm not going to be able to get 22 eggs. I'm going to get 20 eggs.
I told you, you can still put it in your snake mouth. You can fit at least a dozen in your mouth.
The snake mouth is for travel, not for eating.
Yes. Oh, my
God. It's up to you. It's your fantasy.
I'm sorry. This is why we're here, and this is why we're going to have to book another four sessions with you right now.
Rebecca, can you just show him how to fantasize about picking up a bunch of eggs?
Of course. So I have 20 tiny little hands. They all, every other one has a little glove because every other one's Michael Jackson. So I'm basically holding one egg in each hand, and basically I put two down my throat, and then I walk in the house, I shoot them up into the air, they come out scrambled, all the kids run to the table. We have 50 kids in this scenario, and none of them need to go to school because they're all smart already. And then I have all these eggs, and you run in with your big hands and you say, I don't care that they're dirty, I love life no matter what, hold my hand, sweetheart.
So I have big, I still have big hands in your fantasy.
It's but did you see how free she was with her fantasy?
Yeah.
She added 50 kids. Oh. They all were self-educated somehow.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, because it doesn't matter, fantasies. You just live. Oh, and by the way, my bottom half is Beyonce in this scenario.
Wow, she really knows how to fantasize. Do you want to try again?
Okay, sure. But do I have to exist in her fantasy and just bring
it's
my
your own fantasy?
Great. Yeah. Okay.
The only common thing is the coop.
Yes. Okay, there is a coop. Okay. I'm on a lake house. I have a pontoon boat. I have fishing equipment. Okay. My buddies can come out. I have a big grill. The place is completely self-sustaining. We're talking solar panels. We're talking reusing water. Are you pretending to snore right now?
Yeah, because this is fucking boring, okay? This could be real life.
We have two kids.
What?
Yeah, and they're both...
We already have three. What the fuck just happened?
One of them lost died. One of your kids died
on the drive. Yeah, on the drive.
On the drive, and we're still on vacation?
Brian died.
Brian, well, okay, I'll allow that.
We cut to after the fantasy session. Dad?
Hey. Brian?
Mom told me how your therapy session went.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just wanted to know why me.
Your mom told you that in my fantasy you died.
I died on the drive.
Okay.
It was very specific. It wasn't even like I was never born. It was I was, and then I died on the drive.
Okay. Brian, can you sit down?
Okay.
Listen, the day you were born, I feel like I've been cursed ever since that day. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I just feel like I got fired that day. The next day, a bunch of people, just like kicked my ass and took my money. It's just been really downhill since you were born, and I don't hold it against you, and I love you.
It sounds like you do.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying
you're... And we cut back to the therapist now. It's just Patrick talking to this pillow as he continues to speak.
Brian, I just feel like it's not your fault.
Okay, it's time for our sessions to end.
Okay.
I think you did a great job of fantasizing that you have a wife and a child today.
Okay.
I think we got mired in the coop.
In the egg stuff?
Sub fantasy, but.
Okay. And can you get a bigger, can I have a bigger pillow for the wife next time? And same.
I guess if you're fantasizing about a partner, you don't want like a little tiny throw pillow.
No way.
You probably want something sustainable.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a couple of questions.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, Alex is holding a child now, I guess.
I am. I've been imagining that this is a baby chicken.
I'm going to give you two questions.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time you thought about extraterrestrial life? It's a very specific one. If someone was to do a biopic movie about your life, who would play you in it?
That's just a casting question. Yeah.
You see, some people don't get this, humans, what we're looking for here. True or false eyebrows or eyeball mustaches? Ann Lynch, you're just trying to get a laugh here.
Yeah.
That's not really... a question. Let us do the comedy.
Also, that doesn't even make sense. Because a mustache is in the middle of your face.
Yeah.
An eyebrow is an eyeball mustache. That would mean your mustache is on the top of you.
Eye mustaches.
Or you'd call a mustache a mouth mustache.
Right.
Which
or
we do.
They're forehead mustaches.
Sorry, I'm giving her too much attention.
I believe in aliens. Really entertained her question.
I'm so sorry.
I think aliens are real.
What did you first think about it?
I don't know, but I know when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. And I was like, I was all about it. And then I found out that astronauts could die in space. So then I was like, I want to be an aeronautical engineer. And this was at like 6 years old. And
my brother and I also want to be astronauts, and I remember seeing the Challenger explode, and we decided in that moment, we were really young, that like, oh, never mind.
Oh my God, this is going to be awesome. This is amazing. I can't believe we made it down here.
Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Eric, I'm sorry that we haven't spoken since Christmas. I'm glad that you put this trip together. Yeah. And well, siblings wanted to go to see the shuttles for a long time, and I like that you just kind of squashed our beef and planned the trip. That means a lot to me.
Well, and I just wanted to like make amends with my family because I don't have a lot of time.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if I told you this, but
I mean, you did. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm.
You don't know if you told me.
I had a dream that I was going to get killed. And it's my dreams have come true. A lot of my dreams have come true. I had a dream that I was going to get killed. So I figured, you know what? Let me make amends to my family.
So the only reason you're squashing it is because you are convinced that you're going to get killed?
Yeah. And I'm down here because I dreamed that this thing was going to blow up. And I went and told everybody at NASA and nobody believed me.
Oh, my God. You haven't learned anything.
You don't.
This was the basis for our whole fight at Christmas.
Yeah.
Your reality is not everyone's reality.
But wasn't my dream real? Didn't it come true?
The dream at Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
That's the. Most people dream about Christmas stuff around Christmas time and it comes true.
It was more specific than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a glazed ham. Mom makes a glazed ham every year.
And the day before? No meat, just fish.
We do that every year. You're not Jesus.
Okay. I didn't claim to be Jesus.
Now your dream is you're going to get killed. This feels like a God complex.
Well, in my dreams, I have the powers of Jesus. So, yeah.
Hey, I know this is, I don't usually do deliveries to just the middle of Cape Canaveral, but you know, whatever. I'm a pizza dude. I can't fucking choose my decisions, you know? But someone ordered a pizza?
Yeah, I ordered a pizza.
Oh, great. There you go.
You don't make your own decisions? You can't turn down a delivery?
What if they're sending you an address where you have a history and you're uncomfortable?
You do that. That's the duty I took when I became a pizza guy.
Wow.
Yeah,
like an oath.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of awkward situations. Yeah, I met my estranged father. He ordered a pepperoni pie and I had to deliver it to him.
We cut to that delivery. Ding dong.
Oh. Looks like I'm looking in a mirror.
Yeah. Hey, do you order a pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, I ordered a pepperoni pizza.
Oh,
I always order pepperoni.
Me too.
I love it.
Yeah. I like the grease. I actually drip it in my mouth before I
eat. We see that the pizza guy is half dog.
Before I eat it.
Son?
Dad? Wait, no, this can't be. This can't
Can we
be.
Cut back to biblical times and Jesus is finishing up one of his crazy predictions? And then there's going to be half humans, half dogs, Jesus?
Yes, only one. Only one. A man is going to impregnate a dog, and his son and him will be reunited. And at that point, that's when I'm going to come back.
Should I be putting this in my book?
Luke?
Yeah.
Matthew,
these wild predictions?
Did Matthew put it in?
No, I don't want to put... I'm not going to put this in.
Okay.
You call a spaceship? Should I put the thing about the spaceship blowing up?
Yeah, obviously. Can you put... because I know Davy's book has all this stuff. The Book of Davy.
Where is Davy?
I'm right over here. I'll put all this stuff in my book. The Book of Davy. It'll be the true book of the Bible. Everyone will believe all of these facts.
Thank you, Davy.
Of course.
Davy is a true disciple, a true follower of me.
Yes, I will follow you through anything, Jesus.
I'm going to make candles that burn both ways, and they're going to be held in the middle.
Wow, of course.
And Back to the Future in a Sunday school, and once again, your parents won't tell you about the Book of Davy, but I am.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God.
In Davey 4:17, he speaks of Beyonce learning that Jay-Z has cheated on him. And then she writes an entire album called Lemonade.
Wow. So Davey,
he predicted that.
Davey said that,
and this is in ancient times?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Why don't we hear more about this, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, that's so accurate.
People aren't comfortable with all the predictions that Jesus made. In particular, the gambling industry does not like how precise he is about all the Super Bowl winners.
Are the Super Bowl winners in there?
Yeah. He predicts the Rams in overtime this year.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Have you made money like Biff from Back to the Future 2?
Mr. Miller, you could be rich. You don't have to be a Sunday school teacher.
Have you seen Back to the Future 2?
I have.
You know what Biff does?
What does he do?
He bets. He knows all the games, and he bets on them. And then he's also just a rude guy.
Why don't you do that? If you had total faith, why wouldn't you just bet on everything in the Book of Davey?
Well, I've never thought of using Jesus' teachings that way and exploiting the Book of Davey that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, maybe that's what Jesus wanted.
Yeah, if you gave back to the church, it would be a good thing for the church.
But if everyone knew the Church of Davey, we'd all know the results of the games and it would ruin sports.
Well, that's why you have to keep it. Keep it a secret.
It wouldn't ruin sports. It would just ruin the odds. And so then everyone would just end up making less money. But so it'd all even out.
But it would ruin sports because you'd know who's going to win. And then it's like, what's the point of watching?
Oh. It wouldn't be fun.
That's like the only thing that makes my dad happy.
We cut to Gronk in the locker room before the Super Bowl. He's all depressed. Tom Brady comes up to him.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Got to get out there and win.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're not going to win. I don't know if you heard, but we're not going to win.
Oh, I deflated. I took the air out of the balls. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Don't shake that Bible at me. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Look at this. Take a look at this. This is the Book of Davey. Someone read it to me.
And scene.
Are you an L.A. Rams fan?
I am now. I hate the Patriots. It's more my...
Yeah.
I'm a Jets fan, unfortunately.
Yeah, so am I. It's the fucking worst, huh?
It is the worst.
They were good 2 years ago, right?
No.
They're never good.
Oh.
No.
You know what?
They haven't been good since I moved to New York in the 90s.
Well, why the fuck did you do that to us, Mesa?
Hey, they were good when I moved here.
Oh, okay.
I was in the Testa Verde.
Sure.
Curtis Martin era.
Yeah. That's when I was like young. That was probably one of my first football games.
Corbett.
Ugh. It was so fun going to a football game with like, it was like one of the first like, you know, the times that like I felt like I was an adult because I went with like my dad and my cousin.
How old?
I must have been like 10 and I felt like,
you were a man.
Yeah, I felt like, oh, here we are. We're going to go. I'm going to drink a big soda. I don't know why that was like the size of the soda mattered to me.
All right, buddy. This is my kid's first time. Extra large soda. Extra large popcorn.
Well, Dad, you think I could have that?
Hell yeah, kid. You're a man now.
Amanda, you hear that?
Yeah. You want a Sprite? You want a Coke? You look like a Sprite kid.
Yeah, I like Sprite.
Mix them up.
Oh, wow.
We're going crazy today.
Are you sure, Dad? I'm ready for that?
Hell yeah. Okay. Hell yeah. Hey, this is my boy.
Hi. You know what? I'm going to give you the huge commemorative cup free of charge.
There you go. Oh, they see a man.
Oh, thank you. There you go. Oh, it's so heavy.
Yeah. Also want to give me a dozen condoms.
All right.
A dozen condoms for my boy. Extra large. Extra large. Magnums.
You want the Jets logo condoms?
Please. All right. Of course. What the hell do I look
Magnum
like here?
Magnum with the Jets logo.
Yeah, I should
know
why I asked. I'm sorry.
The green and whites.
Dad, I think I'm starting to get outside my comfort zone. I like the soda, but the extra large condoms. I want to be a man.
You are a man now.
Okay.
What do we got handgun-wise here today?
We got Desert Eagle back there. I think we got a couple just 9mm kind of straightforward.
Okay, he's handing the guy forms. All right, okay.
I just wanted a big soda, Dad.
Got to do a background check, but you are a man, my friend.
Well, we don't have to do a background check.
No. Oh, as long as the gun stays within the stadium. Forgot about that bylaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he want a scar? or anything like that?
I don't want a scar, Dad.
Hell yeah, you do.
Okay.
What choices we? You got a you got a shark in a tank. Got a tiger head.
We just choose how I get the scar, and then the scar just happens.
Yeah, gangster, angry hooker. How do you want it?
I
by a pit bull.
Can I do? I trip and fell.
A trip and fell.
That's not going to get.
That's a boy scar.
Okay.
That's for little boys.
Yes, Dad.
Would you fall off a little bike?
No, Dad.
Did you skin your knee with some rocks?
No. Okay, I'll take getting hit in the face by the back of a gun.
Okay, great. That's good. We'll okay. have a. There you go, my grown up little boy.
All right, just come here so I can cauterize, and then the. We're going to make that scar. It's going to raise.
That's a beauty.
That's going to be good.
What do you guys have in terms of a mortgage? Thinking of a jumbo loan.
Okay, this went from crazy now to responsible.
We got a 5.5% 30-year locked rate.
Okay, locked. I think we want a 7-year arm for my big man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I should have known because of the spray.
Yeah, this guy's masculine.
7-year arm. That means they're going to change your rates. 7 years mm-hmm. if you don't pay off the mortgage, my little boy.
This is why mom gets mad at those payments.
Mom gets mad when I go with you away for the weekends. This is why.
You don't tell her about this mortgage.
Oh, okay, I won't tell her
Do
about
the. Do not tell her. You know interest rates, so she's going to come back at me.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I promise I won't.
You tell her you got your dick sucked by a hooker.
Oh, do you want that?
I don't want that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
I thought he was reading the menu.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I think we're going to stick with mortgage today.
Okay, great. I made a mistake. I think I'd rather than dick sucked.
Usually it comes right after mortgage because it's stressful.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's why people get their dick sucks because they're stressed out?
We cut to the middle of the third quarter. It's a tied game. Actually, it's the Monday Night Miracle versus Miami. So let's make it the fourth quarter. Jets are coming back. People can't believe it. Oh, they've written off the game. Everyone's excited. All right. Did you figure out your life insurance yet?
Yes, Dad. I just want to watch the game.
Can you explain deductibles to me?
So a deductible is...
Testa Verde throws a long pass. Wayne Kravitz catches it in the end zone. Hell yeah! Tied it back up. Going to overtime. Have you...
So basically,
you figured it out?
Yeah, if I take better care of myself and I'm making sure that I'm going to the gym and providing myself a healthy lifestyle, my life insurance will actually end up being cheaper.
I asked you to explain what a deductible is.
This is over my head.
Do you not understand how deductibles work? You're acting like a little boy.
I want to be a little boy. I just wanted a big soda. This got out of hand, Dad.
I'm the girl who agreed to marry him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Sal.
Hey. Okay, first of all, I'm not going to marry anyone that doesn't have a fucking chicken coop, okay?
Okay, well, I'm cool with that.
You are a man. Okay. You are strong. You look good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You fucking piece of shit.
What is happening? That this is a grown woman that just
There's seconds left in overtime. The Jets are driving. The miracle's about to happen. And, the kid's talking to a divorce lawyer in the men's room.
It's just, it was good at first, but now we've just grown apart quickly.
It was smart of you to record Julie calling you a piece of shit, because verbal abuse, that's going to help you in court.
Thank you. Yeah, I got that recorder for my 9th birthday. It has Gumby on it.
Don't talk about that in court. Okay. You sound like a boy.
Sorry, I am a boy. Actually, can I go pee? I have to pull my pants all the way down.
He goes to pee in the bathroom, or he is in the bathroom. He goes to a stall to pee, but he's trying to pee standing up. It just doesn't come out. Then he sits down.
I need a miracle to pee.
He sits down in the toilet. He realized because of his enlarged prostate that he's gotten during the game. He can only piss sitting down now. And he hears outside, there's been a touchdown. The game is over. The miracle, Monday Night Miracle, has happened. everyone's applauding and really happy as they make their way into the urinals.
Oh, what a game. It's the best game as a Jets fan ever. Yeah. Oh my God.
Love the Jets.
Awesome.
It doesn't matter. Life is just a series of hopes and then getting your hopes let down. The Jets will never be good again.
Insane. That boy truly learned what it meant to be
a Jets. There's a little nice lesson at the end.
I love that his prostate got big.
Yeah.
You can't trust people. When I meet a kid, like I was just at the Clippers-Warriors game this week in L.A., and it's really sad because, and I think all L.A. teams and games are like this, but as many people from the other team show up as the L.A. team. I don't know if you guys watched the playoff game versus Dallas, but it seemed like it was being played in fucking Dallas. It was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And at this game, it was Warriors are the most popular team right now.
Right. Sure.
And they have all these kids that are there who just like Stephon Curry or, you know, Klay Thompson in there. And I hate that. I hate that they're jumping on, they live in LA and they're jumping on the Warriors bandwagon because they're good.
Well, yeah. I liked the Bulls when I was a kid because of Jordan. Is that wrong?
That was wrong. That was wrong. Friend. You should have been, especially since you lived in Knicks country.
Well, I did like quickly after I started.
So if the Bulls played the Knicks, would you cheer for the Bulls?
Yes.
That was their main enemy back then.
Yeah, it's the conference every year.
Starks, Mason. Yeah.
But then I think I only liked that team.
That was bad, though. Yeah, if I was your dad, but I would have spanked
you. I think that's in New York. Spanked me. Spanking over sports?
I was your dad, I would have spanked you.
That's like a New York thing, I think. I've never seen that in, like, when I'm from Wisconsin, and it's like you're a Packer fan, you're a Bucks fan, you're a Brewers fan. What do you mean?
Sports doesn't rule New York because we have so much shit here.
I feel like sports rules New York.
Really?
Especially compared... It does. People get really angry. Like when people,
the Yankees,
when you go to New York, it's known that the positive is you're in New York and you'll be a star just by being on the team because you'll be in the media every day. But the negative is you're going to be criticized by the media and every fucking person in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I respect that. You guys have two teams usually in every sport, too.
Yes. Right.
Like, I was, I remember walking down the street. I was near the, I think Caroline, it was Caroline's Comedy Club. I was just walking down the street and I had on a Jets sweater or something. And some New York Giants guy started hazing me big time. I think this is after Peyton Manning, or not Peyton,
Eli
Manning had won the Super Bowl, whenever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
And he started really
going
getting into my grill, not just going like Giants number one. It was like, you dumbass. It was like really like being aggressive to me. And that stuck with me because I'm a huge sports fan and I do that. But I'm in New York.
Wearing a New York jersey.
Yeah, I'm in New York. Like, I've been in, I was telling this story the other day. I went to an LSU game, and I'm an Arkansas fan, and this is when they were number one, and I went to Baton Rouge, called Death Valley, because the fans are just so fucking crazy there. And my wife and I were getting yelled at, like not in a good humored way, like just people screaming at us. We had the whole marching band. We were walking down to the stadium, walked by the marching band. They were all screaming at us. All right, honey, just keep walking. Just don't make eye contact, okay? We'll just get to our seats.
Wait, stop the music. Stop the music. Look at these fuckers.
Keep walking.
Look at these fuckers.
They're talking about us.
Yeah. Let's fucking haze them with music.
It's a wedding dirge?
It's a death dirge.
Okay.
It started, sounded like the song we walked down the aisle to. Okay, that's what it sounded like, wasn't it?
Death march.
That's the death march.
Just
look, we're all sports fans.
That doesn't unite us, sweetie. Don't say that.
I don't know. We're in it now. I have to talk to them. Look, I'm a person.
All right, guys. We're just people like you is what she's trying to say. At the end of the day, we might...
When balls go in hoops, it's fun.
Don't you fucking dare.
That's it. Take this trombone. We're going to have a trombone off.
Ooh. Me? I don't play any instruments.
Oh, what a surprise. Piece of shit.
What? Honey.
Don't honey me. You're the one that stopped and engaged them.
You called me a piece of shit for not knowing how to play a trombone.
Well, now you're in a trombone off.
What do you know? Do you know how to play any instruments over there, big man?
I used to play a little flute when I was in school.
Well, you're not going to want to go against Danny. I'll tell you that right now.
Here, I got you take my flute. I'll play the piccolo.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference.
Right. You didn't know there was a difference? One's bigger, one's tinier.
This is the problem with you guys. You guys don't know what the hell's going on, all right?
You probably think a flute's a brass instrument. It's a woodwind, pal, all right?
Flute's brass.
What does it mean?
It's a woodwind.
But you don't use a reed for it.
Don't you? No. It was originally made from wood. That's why it's a woodwind instrument.
Really?
Are you gonna really me?
No, I'm saying thank you for teaching.
The toughest guy in all of a marching band?
You are... incredibly huge and muscular.
I got a question for you. How do you differentiate between a G flat and a F sharp?
I don't
just answer, sweetie.
How do you do that? What's the difference between G flat and F sharp?
One step.
There is no difference. It's the same note.
Well, then why would they be called a different thing? That's insane.
Yeah, you're insane.
Good joke.
Thanks, man.
The next day, they've made a formal complaint to the dean of, and I just want to say that we were harassed. It wasn't cursing.
Yes.
No, it wasn't cursing.
Which we were prepared for, or even verbal abuse in the way of threatening us with violence.
I didn't feel physically threatened.
No, it was more arguing about music theory.
Yeah. And bullying me for not knowing about it, which was hurtful.
And saying things that I don't think are even true, like saying two different notes and saying they're the same notes. I don't even think that can be factual. So we were both being bullied with music theory and not even in a truthful way.
Well, let's be honest. These are music majors. These are people that play their instrument. Their strength is their instrument. Why would they bully you in a way that you could win? Of course they're going to bully you in the way that they could win.
Right, but even one, he was holding a brass flute, insisting that it was a woodwind.
Well, a flute is a woodwind.
Okay, this is the same argument we got.
I'm sorry.
We cut to them walking past the philosophy department.
Hey, what a fucking nice jersey, you piece of shit.
I told you we should have taken these off.
I made eye contact,
too. What's Descartes' philosophy on God?
I was an English major. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I think therefore I am, so it would
unpack
necessitate no existence of a God because my own existence is made true by me just accepting that it is true.
Okay, what's the Jungian response?
Oh, fuck, you screwed.
That would be a collective unconscious that we all exist in the same universe. And if you're in regards to Descartes, that if we all think, therefore we all are.
Get
and
him,
that
babe.
Creates a universe
that is
tangible. And if you talk about Schrodinger's cat knowing
come back to the
what's
office.
In the
well, actually,
and I talked about if you don't know what's in the box until you open the box, you don't know whether the cat is dead.
It was
or alive, and he seemed to reject that.
This is actually very impressive. If you're willing to change who you're a fan of, we would love to have you come, maybe be a faculty member here, etc. Because your knowledge around philosophy is actually extremely credible and. Deep.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, we would never want to teach at a school where the music majors spread lies about what notes are the same as other notes.
So let's go back to that.
And sing. So is that true what you guys were saying? Is an F flat and a G sharp the same note? Is that possible?
G flat, F sharp is the same note. I have a keyboard. around somewhere.
Yeah. Well, how does that work? So there are a lot of notes that are the same and called something different?
Yeah. I was genuinely trying to explain. I was trying my hardest to explain this.
G flat, F sharp.
So wait, sharp means half step up, flat can means half step down.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a full step between an F and a G, right? So it's sharp and flat just mean half. Sharp means half step up, flat half step down. Mm-hmm. And so basically,
and because they're one step away.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's interesting that me and Sebastian both knew that as the music bullies.
Yeah.
And wouldn't back down from it.
And a flute is a woman.
Well, I could
I
tell.
I knew you confidently believed that. Yeah, I could tell that too. I love an improv when people are trying to literally outsmart. Yeah,
they're just
each
like, I can't let
facts.
This go because I know that it's true.
Yeah, I also like
that the bullies at LSU had real thick New York accents.
Patrick
was like, if I'm being a bully, I gotta talk like this.
That's true. You guys couldn't be a Southern bully. It's funny.
The philosophy department also picked on the wrong fucking guy.
Did you notice how quiet I was in that scene? I was like, fuck this shit. You smarty pants have this fun. I was gonna come in as something else, but I was like, "Who? What else does fucking Besson know that he'll just clown me in?" So I was like, "No way! I don't need to look dumb. I only want to be on this podcast to look smart as shit." You know? Yeah,
that's why Sebastian improvises.
Yeah, I just want people to go, "Wow,
he's smart.
He should do something else."
Going back to what we were talking about in your other podcast,
yeah,
I like to do that as an improviser, just. That's grounding reality. It's just like, let's just challenge ourselves with the facts rather than just coming up with bullshit and playing with that.
Sure. It makes you feel good if you get something right.
Exactly. And like when you're like, I didn't know that about woodwinds. I didn't know that about. So I learned, we both learned something here. And from truth came some comedy versus just come some bullshit. Like I really enjoy that.
Sure. And that's why you shouldn't suggest come.
Yeah.
Because maybe we fucking talk about something else.
I remember the first suggestion I ever got in improv.
Wow.
My first Harold. Well, I remember it because no one on stage knew what it was except for one guy. So it was the word merkin. It's a funny word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't know what the fuck it meant. I'm not even sure if I'd even heard it. And I feel like since then I've heard it suggested over the years because it's just one of those funny words.
Yeah.
But we all were stymied. So imagine it's your first Harold. You're ready to do a pattern game on that first word. And we all looked at each other like, what? Merkin? What the fuck? Is that someone's name? Or it's one of those things you're like, I think I've heard that word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then one of us, Rick Roman, rest in peace. He passed away, but he stepped out and he goes, and he said it like a dictionary definition. He was like, a merkin, however he said it, like a hair toupee for your groin area or something like that. And we were all like, oh, that's what it is. And it was like,
that's wild.
Instead of going, merkin, gherkin, pickle.
Sure.
Isn't that awful? That's why they exist.
What? Oh, shit.
Why they exist?
That makes sense.
Back in the day, prostitutes would wear merkins so that you couldn't tell if they had venereal disease or crabs, or it would cover any sores or patches of missing hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a way to... It was like the... I mean, not that breast implants are covering disease, but it was like the cosmetic surgery of the day.
Jeez. Ching, ching. Welcome to Merkins. Can I help you guys?
Yeah, we're in a polyamorous relationship.
Okay, a lot of people are these days.
I guess I don't know that he needed to know that. This is so new. I always say it. And I feel like
Believe me, that's mostly what I get in here.
Oh, okay,
due to what
great.
I'm selling. And orgies have been really big this year in the entire empire. So,
congratulations.
I'm getting a lot of polyamory.
That's awesome for awesome. You, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But anyway, we just had a discussion, a real sit-down chat, three of us, trying to get to a more honest place in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to move forward, we need Candace over there to get a merkin.
Okay.
Just for the sake of the
And just so I get you the right merkin, is this, are we covering a venereal disease?
So Candace has something, like she has some kind of rash all over her belly. So we're going to need a merkin that sort of covers up a lot of the belly.
High-waisted.
Yeah.
Sure. Have you ever seen that, like an ox?
Of course I have. I don't covet my neighbor's ox, let me tell you. But yes, I've seen them.
Great. Basically, I have a rash that would be comparable to need an ox to cover my body.
Okay. Well, we don't have merkins that large. We usually just... Can you just, I can either look at it, you can describe it. Is this a crab's battlefield? How would you describe the damage?
Great.
Just rash?
It looks like folliculitis to me.
Mm-hmm. He started to become a dermatologist and he dropped out.
Yeah. So basically, I did have crabs and I scratched it raw and then had unprotected sex. And then I had an extreme outbreak of herpes. And then I basically went down to the stream. I put some dirty water on there. There was actually some waste in the water. So
what part of the stream? Were you downstream or upstream from the village?
Oh,
this guy knows his shit.
Yeah, I was downstream.
Yeah. And I remember it was very stagnant.
Every time.
I was downstream.
You gotta wash upstream.
I know, but
downstream, you're getting everybody's crabs, everyone's herpes running into you.
Well, that's the problem. Let me take my shoes off. If you look underneath my sandals, the bottom of my soles, absolutely ruined. So basically, I'm in a polyamorous relationship, so I was having foot sex. I was jerking a man off with my feet, and basically,
you can use his name.
I feel embarrassed. Okay. Titus. I was jerking Titus off with my feet, and all of a sudden, I had an outbreak of chlamydia.
I know Titus.
You know Titus?
Chris Titus?
Yes, Christopher Titus.
He's so nice,
he was
right?
in here.
He was our fourth last for a week. While, but it just, we love him to death, but it just, it wasn't the right combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Chris is a big, he has a different colored merkin for every day of the week, actually.
Wow.
Wow, well, I wish I knew that before. I was just willy-nilly with my feet all over him.
So Candace is like a walking sore.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we don't want to cut her loose.
You attacked by crabs?
Yes, I was. I was attacked by crabs.
Now, you said you scratched yourself raw. Did you kill the crabs or do they still exist?
No, I actually made the crabs stronger when I scratched them because they actually built up, just like Darwinism, they built up a defense mechanism and the crabs had turned into super crabs.
She's had them for a while. A long enough time for
you guys believe in Darwinism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not playing well with the Jesus crowd, let me tell you.
You know what? I believe in microevolution because those damn crabs have gotten bigger.
I mean,
they've gotten stronger.
Insane.
They've gotten a little smart.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
And so basically, rather than fix the problem, I just want to cover it up. Like if you have a stain, a stain on your ground, that just throw a piece of fur on top of it. I'm saying.
Yeah, a lot of people have that attitude, but I'll give you some advice now, and you can send me a Christmas card later.
Okay? Christmas card?
Yeah,
we don't celebrate.
We don't.
Oh, I should have picked up on that. A holiday card.
Oh, I love that.
If you don't kill the crabs before I give you a merkin, they're just going to eat the merkin. You're going to be back here in another week.
I don't know.
They'll eat the merkin?
Yeah. They'll get into the merkin. They'll ravage it. You really need to clear up these crabs first before you do anything.
I also have moths.
Thank me for this advice now.
I have moths that live inside my belly button.
Moths?
Yes.
And if you look at Candace's dress, there's a hole right where the belly button is because the moths just chew through and then go back into the belly button.
Yeah.
I have no control
Needless
over what's
say,
happening
Candace
to my body.
Brings a lot of emotional weight to this relationship. She provides a lot of emotional groundedness. It's not as much of a physical thing for us.
Have you ever thought of having the moths battle the crabs and maybe kill each other off so you don't have to do so much of the work.
A civil war of my body?
Really good idea.
Civil war
like a Godzilla Mothra situation.
They don't seem like they like each other. I mean, those crabs stay right away from your belly button.
They do.
How do I encourage the battle?
Your friend seems to know. You need to do the moth. Do you not know the Mothra call?
No.
You've never seen Mothra? Oh my God, Candace, you would love Mothra.
Stop. Okay, I'm always up to date on everything.
There's a great play called Mothra.
I hate to be a know-it-all.
Okay.
But the way to summon moths are these tiny Hawaiian twins, and they have a little thing.
What's about to be said is 100% true.
And he takes out a little box and reveals the two tiny twin women who. The moss come from her giant belly button come fluttering out.
So many.
The army of crabs fall into formation, but they're not used to an air attack. Oh, wow, they're really going at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, 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 it tickles. It tickles.
We cut to the battlefield where a moth is talking to a crab, and they had used to be friends, and the Civil War had turned it against them, against each other.
You're no different than I, brother.
Untie me, Dave. Untie me, man.
You know I love you. You know that you're one of my people. You know.
You think you're going to get a court-martial to untie your friend? Come on, people are going to understand that, all right?
It's bigger than the two of us now.
All right.
Only one of us could take over this body.
Put a shrimp in my mouth. Just a little tiny belly shrimp.
I'll give you one last shrimp, but that's because I know you. I know that you. I know who you are.
Son of a bitch, your wings are dust. What your wings are super fucking
fuck
weird.
Oh, fuck you. Don't you dare talk about my wings.
You can't even, you go fly into fire, you fucking idiot.
Excuse me, boys. Are you Dave Crab?
Yeah, well.
There's a letter for you.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Dave Crab. Oh, what's this?
My dearest Dave. I think about you every night out there fighting against your friends, your cousins. Brothers,
we cut to that that crab when she was writing the letter as she sucked on the balls of another man in the middle of her writing.
Hey, focus on the sucking. Don't stop writing.
I have to finish this letter.
And scene. I didn't mean she was sucking his dick.
Oh, she's sucking on balls.
Sucking blood.
Oh, I need some balls.
Yeah, that's where they hang out.
Oh.
You can't just say sucking balls. I'm a fucking
I thought
balls.
The balls, you, of, the balls of a human.
Yeah.
Of a human. I thought I was fucking the balls of a crab.
Of another crab.
I thought you were implying that she was cheating on Dave.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too.
And I was like, wow, Bessa really lobbed it up for me, but
it's brutal. She's writing a letter to Dave and sucking another
and Matt's
crab's
like,
ball.
We just want to see you sucking balls.
All right, we just caught this person. This doctor's now just sucking balls in the
I would Besser never loves do a that to you. I only stayed with the reality of your character.
I'm going to do an academy workshop called Sucking Balls, the Besser Method.
I get it, dude. Ball sucking's funny. That's why that's why they say come. Come on. Ball sucking's so funny. It is the funniest sexual act because it's so gentle, the balls.
I think I've said this on this podcast before. Probably many years ago, but I did have crabs in college.
Wow.
I had it once. Thank God, only once. This is gross. You guys want to hear this?
Yeah, sure. I had a roommate who had crabs, so
oof.
It's bad.
This is so gross, but I'll say it.
Mm-hmm. It's a safe space.
So I know it was spring when I discovered them because I saw one crawling down my leg.
No!
Oh my God.
When you saw it, did you immediately know, like, oh, that's pubic lice? Or were you like, oh, there's a bug on me?
I didn't know what it was. Yeah. I had never seen it before. They look like a tick, but a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
So I thought it was a tick. Then I don't remember the exact order of events, but I must have gone home and looked and went, oh, dear Lord fucking Jesus. And you fucking freak out.
Yeah.
So there's not much more to the story, but there is a crab shampoo, and it comes with a tiny pubic hair comb. Are you guys aware of this?
Yeah, it's like similar to head lice, but it's more horrifying because it's...
And the comb's like this big. It's like an inch big. Were you guys aware of this?
No. I only know because my roommate had them.
Are the bristles like closer than a normal comb, or are they just like just in case you don't have a comb?
Yeah, I think they are. It's a tiny little tiny like a comb for a Barbie doll.
Yes. So did you have to completely shave and then shampoo, or...
I don't remember shaving. I definitely didn't shave. I don't remember that. I think I just shampooed and used the fucking comb like the instructions do. But you know what else you're supposed to do? You're either supposed to burn or just get rid of everything, basically.
Like in your house. Bugs.
Yeah, but I'm in a fucking dorm. Sharing it with, was one of those room groups. There was like four or five other guys in this room group. And when I told them, and maybe I shouldn't have, they were like, you nasty motherfucker. Get all your nasty towels and your... get the fuck away from us in every way. And your listeners are probably like, you are making me want to throw up my best shirt. No, it's a good, I was 18 or 19, folks, so I've moved beyond that.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson for people, though.
The tiny comb's funny, though. Do you think they get an outside contractor to make the little combs? Like there's one company that goes, yeah, I make combs for pubes.
Hey guy, we got a big order here. Daryl, come over here. They want this size comb of our combs.
They want a tiny comb.
They want a little comb.
Okay.
Can we do that? I mean, I think the machine just spits them out, right?
Yeah, we could do tiny combs.
You could do tiny combs?
Yeah, is this... People want the pubes to look fancy?
I think these are pube combs, yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. They also want some pomade, pube pomade.
So here's my problem. Why can't they just use the pomade for the hair?
I don't know. I mean, why can't they use the comb for the hair?
Why am I backing out of business? Look, you know what? This is the market. I've been looking to find our way to get into a market, to corner ourselves.
The pube market.
Yeah, because everyone else, all the other hair companies, they all have, they're all on staple already.
Vidal Sassoon has the pube line. Pantene's got a new pube line. It's fucking ridiculous that we don't have a pube line yet.
Yeah. So let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Also, you know what's embarrassing? You start to go gray in the pubes.
Oh, my God.
Just for men's
pubes. Just for men pubes. There we go. Yeah.
There's nothing more embarrassing. Nothing takes you out of the moment than making you feel young. You feel, I'm a sexual being.
Yeah.
You pull your pants down.
And so pubes became a whole industry, just like you go to get your nails done. And, hey, you do go to get waxed. But this we cut to one of those places. So I don't want to get waxed this time. Okay. I've been hearing about the pube braids.
Oh, yeah.
You put, like, the beads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Okay. Do you mind if I take a look and just do a consultation? Because I could do that.
Yeah. My friends were saying you might not have enough down there to work with.
Right. And some people think they want something, and then we have to sort of tell them, here's what could happen. You might not be happy with the look. So, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I've never shaved my pubes.
Yeah, that's clear. So that's good. Yeah, we can put in as many beads as you probably want.
Mm-hmm. One time I was eating Raisin Bran in the morning naked on my porch, and I dropped a raisin in my pubes, and I couldn't even find it.
Well, we can get that. We can probably find that for you, too.
Oh, I don't even know if it's still there. I was just trying to say.
I bet it is.
It's deep.
It's probably still there.
It's like a cavern. Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be good.
So I'm thinking, do you know what, do you know about highlights, hair highlights?
Sure.
Hear about this? I think we can lighten you up.
Some tips?
Put in some tips.
Some blonde tips?
It's just some brightening. It's, you know, it's winter. It'll feel good to look highlights. Down and feel some summer. Yeah.
Mm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a
excuse. He has his pants down.
I just saw you, and I wanted to come back here because I was trying to buy some shampoo that you recommended, but it's only in a big bottle, and I want one. I want the same shampoo, but in a little teeny bottle.
Okay, what's your name?
Margaret.
Margaret, the receptionist can help you.
Okay, fine.
I'm doing a consultation.
Okay,
with
but
the
it doesn't look like
man.
You have any little bottles, and you know that's what I expect from a pube place.
He finally found a little shampoo bottle at a place on Canal where you can just fucking find anything. But little did he expect when he got back to the shower and it comes time, as we all know, to read the instructions on the shampoo bottle. He couldn't do it.
Shit. Shit.
What's wrong, honey? Is the water cold again?
No, it's not that. Do we still have that magnifying glass from when you were a detective?
Of course. Don't remind me of my failed detective.
We got a triple homicide here. It seems this man and woman were cheating. There was a husband walked in on a wife.
Okay, let me get my magnifying glass.
We don't need a magnifying glass for this situation.
These are just photographs we're putting up on the board right now.
Well, let me look at the photographs in a more detailed way.
Smoke that pipe in here.
Oh, look how big they are.
Please, you can't smoke a Sherlock Holmes pipe walking around this room. I'm so sorry.
It's a Matilda Bessina pipe right now.
Okay, I don't... very funny. That's your name, okay?
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you have a trench coat. And do you need, like, a little guy friend?
Hey, buddy, you can't be in here. You can't go past the caution tape.
And scene. Wait a minute, was Watson a little guy? Is that what you're saying?
I thought he was like a plump, short guy.
No, you're thinking of young Sherlock Holmes, dude.
I don't know if he was young or old, but he was plump and short.
No, he wasn't.
No, who are you thinking
of?
You think Watson was taller than Sherlock Holmes?
He wasn't taller, but I wouldn't say he was a little guy.
Yeah.
I didn't mean like little person.
You wanted like a comedy duo, kind of.
Yeah, it sounded like you were a new
tall and skinny and short.
You guys
and fat.
Knew I was talking about Watson. Everybody knew it
I
was
Watson. I actually didn't until Besser said that. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's what he meant.
A sidekick.
All right, humans, I think we have time for at least one more here. I'll give you guys some words.
All right, cool. All right,
here we go. I'll give you a lot of them since this is our last one.
Yeah, go.
Guillotine. Mm. Bulkhead. Stone. Punished. Pork. Any of those? Smock. Sunset.
So my mom used to hit me with a spoon.
My dad did too.
You got hit with a spoon?
Uh-huh. Wooden spoon.
And I remember my grandpa, I was being bad one time, and my grandpa went down the basement to the workshop, and then all of a sudden he comes up, and he took a mop. And he took the top off the mop and put a spoon on the end of the mop.
So he could hit you from further away?
So my mom could sit down and hit me from across the room with a spoon.
That's crazy.
Privates, some of your bayonets are missing the spoon. Who assembled these rifles?
I did, sir.
Where's the spoons?
I didn't think, sir, to be honest, I didn't find them effective in our battle simulations.
Okay, well, my whole family's been using spoons for discipline for a very long time, and
you got your silverware mixed up or something, so we just put the knives on.
Right, typically there are knives, but my family has... Do I look disciplined to you?
Yes, sir.
I look like a disciplined man?
Yes, sir.
Well, my family disciplined me with spoons, various spoons. Little spoons, big spoons, spoons on the end of a stick, and it works.
But we're not disciplining the enemy. We're trying to kill them.
Yes, sir, with all due respect, you are a child who's probably being naughty. We're trying to slaughter the enemy.
Sure, but for those of them we don't shoot, at the very least, they'll be, you know, straight and narrow adults.
Wow.
If they make it. If they make it out alive, they're going to just be better people.
And we see these guys have been sent to the front, and they're in the, I can't think of any words, the ditches. All right, I'm not going to go over the line with just a spoon, so I'm going to fashion my spoon into, we're also going to work as a fork.
Yeah, I've been working the other end of my spoon into more of a shiv.
At least you guys get spoons. I was given the power to give people timeouts.
Oh God!
That's it.
You don't even have a rifle.
No.
You're supposed to run into the thick of battle and just tell people they have to go to timeout.
Yes, and then I'm supposed to count.
We cut to he's done this. He's in the middle of the count with the enemy.
Don't make me count to three. One. Two.
No.
Go. No, you need to retreat. You cannot be invading. You need to retreat. Oh, don't make me get to three.
Okay, fine. Here's my gun. God, everyone's gone.
Everyone put their gun on the ground. And every enemy come up in here and give me a kiss on the cheek. Oh, thank you. Hey, mean it.
I love you.
I love you too, you know? We are all one of this earth, you know?
And we cut to one of those bunkers where the president is with all the generals and the weapons scientists. And inside this bomb, we, instead of going with the normal radiation route, we are going with guilt. This is a guilt bomb.
Mm. Are we scared about the power that guilt could cause on a group of people?
I'm not scared because it's going to be on the enemy, sir. And I don't care how guilty our enemy is.
We have to remember they're people still, okay? Once we take the ethics out of this, we're just hurting people and leaving them alone with their thoughts.
We're no worse than them.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, we want this war to end. And if we can guilt them into ending this war, we'll do it.
Eleanor, what do you think?
I think I agree. I think if we're going to save lives by dropping this guilt bomb, I think we have to do it. I say drop the guilt bomb.
I don't know if I can get on board with a bunch of people feeling bad about not calling their mother, not visiting their mother or their parents.
We cut to one of those shots of a bomber flying over the Pacific Ocean. And we see normally where there was always like... A sexy woman doing a sexy pose. It's instead a woman, an older mother, wagging her finger at someone with a stern look. And then they're over the bombing site. It goes into that kind of black and white footage where you see the target. And then all of a sudden you see an explosion. We cut to the ground as it explodes and this gas just overcomes the enemy. Guilt spreading everywhere.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I ate your rations. That's what happened to your rations, dude. I ate your rations. I'm super sorry.
Maybe we just go our separate ways. Because I always liked your girlfriend. Oh. I never did anything. I just always liked her. I'm a piece of shit.
I'm worse. I was making fun of your spats the other day.
What?
I said you looked like a fucking penguin.
No.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have judged you.
I gotta call my grandmother. She went to the nursing home a month ago, and I haven't talked to her yet.
Oh my god, you guys, we killed all those people.
Oh yeah, that's the thing we should
move on. Oh my god!
And as they take on the guilt of having killed people,
holy shit!
I've done
anybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
You
guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, mm-hmm. A marching band.
And same months. This has been Improv for Humans. Alex, what would you like to promote here? How can people compliment you on social media?
Oh, I'm only on Instagram. It's all I can handle.
Okay.
At Ali Jand. It's AliJand.
Okay. Check her out in New York shows. What's the name of your show at the theater?
I'm on The Stepfathers, Fridays at 9. There do Ask Cat sometimes.
That's tonight. Okay, Patrick.
I'm at Patrick Noth on Twitter, at Patrick Noth with a zero on Instagram. I'm on Women and Men, 7 o'clock. We're going to start at the new place, the new theater, late February, I believe.
That's right. Subculture, the new venue in New York City. All of our UCB East shows, weekend shows, are moving to Subculture. So look that up when you're in New York. A great new venue.
Yes. And Sebastian and I have a podcast called Who You Were. It's, you know, we ask comedians about a time in their life when they were different. Check it out. Download it. Check it out.
Sebastian?
Yeah. At Sebastian Canelli. You could check me Fridays 10:30 with the law firm. I do Ask Cat sometimes. Well, listen to the podcast. Bessie was on an episode, so if use him as an entry point to hear our bullshits, please. Yeah, that's it. Go see shows. Don't go just go see mine. Go see any shows. I don't
any
care.
Show. Support comedy. Keep being human. Thanks.
To Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser.
Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.